From Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome in to the program. Blah, blah. This is Rock and Ray, and this is Halloween. Halloween 2016, and we're going to do something a little bit different this time around on the heart and soul of rock and roll. This time, we're going to look at not the bad stuff and the monsters and the thriller stuff. And we're going to listen to some candy songs, some sweet songs, stuff that I think you'll find to be a little bit different for Halloween, but hey, why not, right? Let's start in 1965. Bob Feldman, Jerry Goldstein, Richard Gottner had been writing songs for other artists, including My Boyfriend's Back for the Angels, when they decided to record their I Want Candy themselves under the name of The Strangeloves. The recording was backed by other studio musicians. When it came time to make the publicity shots, the trio wore wigs and some wild clothing and claimed to be three Australian sheep farmers named Giles, Miles, and Niles Strange. Strange Loves? Okay. Well, in any case, here are the Strange Loves. I Want Candy.
Roxy with the Toys. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray the DJ too.
In the magic city of the South, number one in Alabama,
Birmingham, BRC.
Magic city of the South,
magic city of the South,
magic city of the South.
When lead singer Chuck Tharp was drafted, Jimmy Gilmer took his place. In Norman Petty's studio, the group calling themselves the Fireballs, a tribute to the Jerry Lee Lewis song, recorded a little tune called Sugar Shack. They took a little break, and when they returned, Petty had added keyboard to the track. Thus, the 1963 release was on its way to number one on the charts. Here are Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs singing Sugar Shack.
Oh, there's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks, and everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. And now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. We just sit around and dream of those old memories. Of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, oh, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Yeah, 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 our Sugar Shack.
Candyman was a song written specifically for the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. The most popular version is sung by Sammy Davis Jr. Ironically, Davis hated the song, saying it was too saccharine. But it turned out to be his only number one song, thus becoming his signature song. Sammy Davis Jr. sings The Candyman.
Candyman.
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
But who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can,
cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Collect up all the cream, the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Sorrow and collect them all the cream. The Candyman,
the Candyman,
the Candyman can, the Candyman can,
the Candyman
can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
Jeff Barry and Andy Kim wrote Sugar Sugar for the Archies, a fictional bubblegum pop band on the cartoon The Archie Show. It became a chart topper at number one, leading Post Cereals to put millions of the recordings on the top of their Super Sugar Crisp cereal boxes. Here's that 1969 sweet hit by the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Sugar.
Hot Butter was an instrumental cover band. They used electronic production to achieve their unique sounds. This 1972 record sold over 2 million copies and reached number 9 on the MusiCore label. Let's listen to Hot Butter playing my favorite snack, popcorn. Thank you.
is often called the inventor of soul music. In his brief life, dying at 33, he achieved 30 top 40 hits, plus three more posthumously. Here's one he wrote and recorded in 1965, Sugar Dumpling.
Sugar Dumpling, you're my baby, I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar Dumpling, you're my baby, my love grows stronger every day, yeah. Sugar Dumpling, you're my baby, I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar Dumpling, you're my baby, my love grows stronger every day. Now listen while I tell you a story about my girl. Oh, I call her Sugar Dumpling because she's the sweetest thing in this world. And oh, whenever I'm feeling bad, right away she puts me to bed. She hires two nurses, one to hold my hand, the other one to rub my head. Let them rub it, but Sugar Dumpling, you my baby, I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar Dumpling, you my baby, my love grows stronger every day. Now, whenever I'm hungry, I tell her fix me something to eat. And oh, she rushes in the kitchen and fixes me a dinner with seven different kinds of meat. And oh, whenever I call her at 2 a.m. and say, come on over if you can, before I hang up the telephone, she's sitting beside me with a cup of coffee in her hand. Give me that coffee, cause Sugar Dumpling, you my baby, I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar Dumpling, you my baby, my love grows stronger every day, yeah. Sugar Dumpling,
hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
Hi, this is Gary U.S. Bonds, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ.
You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll and the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Candyman, Roy Orbison, Monument Records, 1961. Roy Orbison had 22 top 40 records. He wrote this next one, which was released as the B-side of Crying. Let's listen to Roy's number 25 release from 1961, Candyman.
Come on, baby. For me, candy man. Gonna treat you right. Give you candy kisses every single night.
Candy man.
You're for me. Let me be all your own candy man. Yeah, candy. I got a sweet tooth for you. Yeah, candy.
After the recording session, Jeff Lynn of ELO decided he really hated the lyrics of the song they'd been working on, Dead End of the Street. After everyone left, he completely erased the vocals and rewrote the lyrics. Let's listen to the revised recording by ELO, Sweet Talkin' Woman.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Tony Butella with the Letterman. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ, too.
Good guy!
Cleveland Crochet built his first fiddle out of a cigar box when he was just 12 years old. While supporting himself as an iron worker, he built a musical career as a fiddle player, a band leader, and a singer. Here's his first Cajun tune, for which, sadly, he was never paid a dime. Cleveland Crochet recorded this one in 61. Let's listen to Sugar Bee, Sugar Bee.
Astors were a group in Memphis that sang backup for Rufus and Carla Thomas. They only cut 5 songs for Stax Records, and only one was a hit. Written by Booker T, guitarist Steve Cropper, and Isaac Hayes, here's Candy, sung by the Astors.
One of these days she's gonna
Leslie Johnson was a blues singer and songwriter who played harmonica and guitar. Due to his laid-back style, his producer nicknamed him Lazy Lester. But although he wrote for several artists, including the Kinks, who recorded his song I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter, he was never paid very well and ended up making his living by manual labor and fishing. From 1958, here's Lazy Lester with Sugar-Coated Love.
You ought to see my baby, because that gal's so fine. She loves me every morning, every night, and she's always on my mind. She got sugar-coated love. Yes, yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's fine. I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about clothes. I don't have to worry about anything. She's my baby, and goodness knows she got sugar-coated love. Yes, yeah, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. What I can use, and that's sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine. If you wanna know what sugar-coated love is, it's the best love that they got. It's the kind of love make the old feel young and make the North Pole hot. That's sugar-coated love. Yes, sugar-coated love. She's a real gone baby, and I don't mean maybe she's mine.
This is Little Anthony, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ 2.
Yeah! More and more people hear more and more music on
BRC
number one.
Here's a unique song written by George Harrison about his friend Eric Clapton's love of chocolate. Listen to the Beatles' warning of the dangers to your teeth if you eat too much candy in the song Savoy Truffle.
Thank you.
The Four Tops' next song knocked the Supremes' Back in My Arms Again out of the number one spot from 1965. You may know it as Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, but here it is, I Can't Help Myself, The Four Tops.
This is Duke Fakir, original member of the Four Tops. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ too.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood collaborated on several songs, including this next one, Sugartown. Hazlewood wrote the tune after seeing LSD served on sugar cubes at an LA club. I never knew that. Here's Nancy Sinatra singing Sugartown.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in Sugartown. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in Sugartown. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or 10, I'd give it to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
Popsicles by Jan and Dean, 1966 on the Liberty label. Popsicles was originally released in 1963 by Jan and Dean. After Jan's horrific accident, Dean tried to save the popularity and career by re-releasing it in 1966. It reached a respectable number 21 with the B-side of Norwegian Wood. The song is really about popsicles and saving the sticks for the siblings. Jan and Dean sing Popsicles.
Visit teachers got me working too hard. Relax after school, sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding her hand. And pop, ding-a-ling, here comes that popsicle man.
Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti frutti, and a grape that's fine. Buy one for me and one for my chick.
A lot of good eating on a popsicle stick.
Popsicle.
But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick.
And it comes on a stick.
Some people buy popsicles just for kicks.
Like
me and my baby, we save the sticks to keep brother and sisters quiet as a mouse.
We give them
popsicle sticks to build a popsicle house.
Popsicle.
But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick.
And it comes on a stick.
This record on
Hi, this is Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, and you are listening to Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray the DJ too. God bless them.
BRC!
Bubbling over with!
Lead singer Joe Elliott asked Def Leppard producer Matt Lang to pass sugar for his iced tea. Lang asked if he wanted one lump or two, to which Elliott answered, "I don't care, just pour some sugar on me." Thus the song was written, Pour Some Sugar On Me, with the lyrics talking more about sex than iced tea. The release was delayed when drummer Rick Allen lost his arm in a horrific car accident in 1984. Amazingly, he recovered, continuing to play the drums, and the record was released 3 years later. Def Leppard sing their number two hit, Pour Some Sugar On Me.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish
The McGuire sisters got their big break when they were signed to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts program. They became known as Godfrey's Mary McGuires. After a successful career, the ladies retired to Bradenton, Florida, and opened McGuire's Pub. Here is their 1958 number one hit, Sugar Time.
The Mermaids were a one-hit wonder, and within a three-month period, they recorded a single, an album, appeared on two television shows, and had one concert. 6 months later, it was over, and they were history. Their number three hit, Popsicles and Icicles, was released on Chattahoochee Records with four different B-sides, Bunny Stomp, Huntington Flats, Comedy and Tragedy, and Blue Dress. But here are the Mermaids with their 1964 claim to fame, Popsicles and Icicles.
Thank you. When Roy Orbison was six, he asked for a harmonica. His father got him a guitar instead. Guess it worked out all right in the end, because he would end up with 22 songs in the top 40, two of them number ones. And along the way to stardom, Orbison also attended Odessa Junior College, where he first studied geology before switching to history and English. Let's listen to his 1965 release, Sugar and Honey.
Sugar and honey is what I cry for. Sugar and honey is what I die for. And darling doll, you make my life worthwhile, because I want you. Sugar and honey. Sugar.
And Roy the Boy wraps it up for us on the heart and soul of rock and roll, and we hope you'll have a happy, sugar-filled Halloween, as we have had here with all of our sugary songs. Halloween 2016, hope it's a happy one for you. And as we look ahead, it's going to be a totally different thing as we look at all the way back to the late 1960s for Vietnam-era songs on our next edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. That's right. A lot of good morning Vietnam kind of music. Then it's going to be space songs. Songs having to do with space. That'll be our next show. Then we're headed into work-related songs. There's a lot of songs about work. I can remember Take This Job and Shove It. Probably a lot of others. But we'll feature some of the songs having to do with Gotta Get Up and Go to Work on our next program. Christmas comes around, and we have a special program of 2016 Christmas music, and we'll be presenting that for you in time for you to enjoy prior to and during the Christmas season. Then it's going to be beverages as we round out the end of the year, and we'll have songs about beverages, and there's a whole bunch of those out there as well. That'll be featured for you after Christmas coming up. All on the heart and soul of rock and roll, Rock and Ray saying thank you for joining us for this particular one. Do have a happy Halloween, and we'll catch you on the next one. Right now, we're going to catch Bobby Mizell, Birmingham's own, with our heart and soul music theme. Bobby? From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.